Frederick Area School District Administrator Pat Sullivan joins us. Pat, very interesting agenda at Monday night's meeting.
Post-referendum results, that really was a discussion about where do we go from here. And our president, Dave Fliegel, did say that we all need some time to really have this settle in. But we put it on there. But again, there was no direction last night, no decision made. There was obviously just some thoughts about the fact that we lost by 1,000 votes, but the board, at least the members that were on there prior to the referendum, some of them talked about how there still are needs in the building, and there still are people out there that do support and feel something needs to be done. But we have to really get some input from this community and move forward and try to see if there is something out there that the majority of the community would support in a way for us to still address some of the needs at the high school. We had a request brought forward by Ryan Pilgrim, who's the district's activities director, from the football and soccer youth programs. So the programs that are not affiliated with the school district, although obviously school district kids participate. And specifically, we'll start with football. The school district doesn't pick up and sponsor and pay for coaches and do all that with football until eighth grade. And the request from the Youth Football Association was that we pick it up in seventh grade and that they get out of the seventh grade football program. They still run a youth program, I believe, from third grade, you know, on up. The board approved that. So the approval was only for 1 year. So for next year, the school district will pick up the responsibility and all the costs associated with seventh grade football. So we'll have seventh and eighth grade football with the school district. The soccer program also requested that we pick up middle school boys and girls soccer starting in sixth grade. We currently don't sponsor any soccer in the middle school. That was all youth. Sixth, seventh, and eighth grade was all youth community soccer. So the board approved that as well on a one-year basis. For next year, we will hire, like I said, hire the coaches, oversee that program, and we'll revisit it probably a year from now, next spring.
And we'll have more with Medford Area School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan on another local news program.